Coast Show.
Come join us.
Hug It Low Down.
Sybil Wilk.
Hi, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
What up, Hug? T-G-I-F-M-I-A.
Say what?
Thank God it's Friday and I'm in Miami, mi amigos. I'm seriously thinking about relocating, y'all.
I know.
Oh, no Romney. No Romney. There's women everywhere. I stayed at the airport baggage claim an extra hour after getting my luggage, y'all.
Just to look.
Hey, I'm going to ask y'all something. Where the hell people in Miami go on vacation? Down the street. We was driving around yesterday looking for a restaurant and found out the wrong turn can change your ambiance from Baywatch to Boys in the Hood real quick, y'all.
That's right.
And Jay, I saw a guy sitting outside in a computer chair. And despite him having no computer and no desk in front of his chair, somehow I knew he was working. Who knew?
Who knew?
Did y'all hear about Chris Bosh's house in Miami getting robbed?
Yeah.
While he was out celebrating his birthday?
Yeah.
The thieves stole $400,000 worth of jewelry. They stole like watches, rings, and several purses. They said the housekeeper was home, but didn't hear anything. Stealing $400,000 worth of shiggity make noise, a whole lot of noise. Bling, 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 bling. They was in Chris Bosh's house shopping like it was Ball Harbor time. And get this, they left his championship ring. So if somebody at the Miami Improv tonight is wearing a Rolex belt, I know he could be the culprit. Civil, the thieves stole $155,000 worth of purses.
What?
And the police have already ruled out Magic Johnson's son. Oh, he got his own. You know how a movie popcorn is expensive. He got his own. Contender number one, Kobe Bryant. I know that Black Mama had something to do with Shaq's name and number being placed on the front of Shaq's retired jersey instead of the back Tuesday night at the Staples Center. Left Shaq hanging in the rafters where most of his free throws ended up. Contender number two, Dennis Rodman. I don't know what you did when you were in North Korea, but ever since you got back, your boy Kim Jong-un don't know how to act. Ambassador Rodman needs to go back. Now, I know you're not supposed to kiss and tell, but Robin needs to kiss some tail.
Wow.
Y'all hear about Janet Jackson reportedly quitting the industry?
Yeah.
Yeah, a billionaire husband will make you say nah, 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 nah real quick. She couldn't say that shiggity with Jermaine Dupri. Because he's a little short. Her husband's got enough money to fly to Kansas, the Real House of Atlanta, to the Middle East and watch them live. Even rich Nene Leakes ago. Now, I don't know if she's converting to Islam, but she's converting her income. Mike Rice, you are the mother rucker Bama of the week.
The mother rucker.
I hope you take your $100,000 severance pay and get some therapy. And you should break bread with the players you threw balls at. And now we know how Sarah Palin felt when Rice threw up, never mind. But you know Sarah Palin wanted it. She wanted Glenn to treat her that way.